thing, you know, with a tap over it so you can draw into it with them. Sort of a box concern out here where and a pipe running from it down to the trough in the barn and where they pour water for the animals, and it'll take it on down there. So that was in the yard, was the well. We played, in my day, we played jumping the rope, and my brother tried to teach me to spin the top, but I wasn't much good at it. Spin the top with him. And what did we call it? Something about peg something. That we played something else.
Well, how would you play it?
It was something about a peg. I can't remember now. But we girls jumped rope and played dolls. And we had paper dolls for our dolls back then. Well, usually at Christmas we got a decent doll, pretty fair doll, but except that, we never did have dolls except occasionally. But our mothers took magazines with the styles in them, you know, and we cut out the paper dolls, and they were our delight, our treasures. And my brother would take some of mine off and tear them up and tease me. And then my other kind of doll, he took down the spring at the foot of the hill and baptized and lost. A little doll I loved. So he was a pest. But we had nobody else to play with, and our mother was the kind that wouldn't let us go so much. So we had to play with each other. But at any rate, that's the kind of dolls we usually had. It was paper dolls cut out from our mother's magazines, style magazines, was what we had.
What did you call the thing, say, in your bedroom, if you have a big thing to keep clothes in?
Well, we had closets like we have now.
Mm-hmm.
On all our house, we had a closet.
You never had a thing with drawers?
Wardrobe, what you talking about, a wardrobe?
Or something like that.
Well, what Dorothea was talking about was one of those big mahogany wardrobes. We had it in that side hall going to the dining room right outside that door into our sitting room. There was that big walnut wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother kept her company table linens in that bottom big drawer, the best ones. I don't know why she kept those, but she kept the best ones in that drawer. And then she hung her best clothes inside of it here. And then there was, she said, the one, but there was one little shelf up there that mother kept some of her prized dolls' clothes.
But did you ever call it anything else? Did you?
No, but a wardrobe? No, I never did. Mm-hmm. I think I know the word you're talking about. But we never did, because of plain wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find it out yonder in the wardrobe, my mother would say.
What other words have you heard of?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, but I couldn't spell it if I could.
Something like a chiffon robe, you ever heard
of? Well, now, chiffon robe, yes. Now, after I married and all, my husband had a chiffon robe in his room, and and you see some of them we call a chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Just a plain chest of drawers that we have to nearly all suits of furniture now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't any in there, but I have at home in the furniture. It's chest of drawers that most everybody has. And, but that wardrobe stayed out in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother had a bureau, what we call in the bedroom, you know. You had the bed and the bureau, and then you had a washstand back there, for we had waterworks.
Mm-hmm.
But you had a pretty bowl and pitcher, you know.
Yeah, that
those pretty bowls and pitcher, and a slop jar maybe to match it, a china slop jar down there to match it. Slop jar and bowl and pitcher and soap dish, all matched in your room.
Mm-hmm.
Before we had waterworks, don't you see?
Yeah.
Water in the home. Before we had bathtubs. How did we wash before we had bathtubs? I think that we had a big tub that looked like the side went up it some way there, but I can't remember right now. I think we kept cleaning,
mm-hmm.
but I know my